Upcoming decisions in both of these countries, which combined are responsible for nearly half of global emissions, are urgent. China is being pulled in two directions as it develops a plan that will set the course for its development and, by extension, its emissions for the next half decade. In March, as China's coronavirus epidemic began to subside, the nation's powerful Politburo Standing Committee, which is made up of senior leaders of the Communist Party, including President Xi Jinping, endorsed a proposal to expedite $1.4 trillion in spending on so-called new infrastructure. That includes electric vehicle charging stations and high-speed rail, as well as 5G technology, which wouldn't cut emissions per se, but would help advance the country's tech sector rather than its heavy industry, stimulating economic growth with lower emissions. But the degree of commitment to those green recovery measures remains unclear. The Politburo's Standing Committee's push is unfunded, leaving provincial governments to follow through. So far, the evidence on the ground has not been encouraging. External pressure is likely to force the issue, and the EU is trying to offer just that. To push China and others along, the bloc is crafting a new tax on imports from countries that aren't reducing emissions. Climate and trade are both currently being discussed by officials behind the scenes, and were planned to be on the top of the agenda at a now-postponed September summit between the EU and China. Europe is a very important market for the Chinese, says Lawrence Tubiana, the CEO of the European Climate Foundation and a key architect of the Paris Agreement. China can be secured in its potential exports to Europe by understanding that it can secure positive trade relations by increasing its climate ambition. Still, when it comes to turning the climate ship around, there's no substitute for the U.S., and the country has already missed opportunities. For example, before doling out bailout money, France demanded that Air France stop operating emission-intensive short routes, and Austria forced Austrian Airlines to agree to cut its emissions 30% by 2030. Contrast that with the U.S., where the government decreed that to receive federal dollars, airlines could not drop any of their destinations, even if that meant flying planes empty. And Congress rejected an attempt from several Democratic senators to attach green strings to the airline bailout.